Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Guy driving from Florida, Connecticut, to Connecticut, found driving the wrong way in Torrington.
Whoops.
Connecticut State Police Sergeant Christine Jeltema on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's the deal with this guy?
Not the whole way from Florida, right?
Yes, poor guy. He was driving from Florida, I guess, to visit family and got disoriented and was driving on Route 8 up in the Torrington area. He was driving traveling southbound in the northbound lanes.
Oops. That is scary.
Thankfully,
yeah.
Very scary. Thankfully, we were able to stop him after we received 911 calls, and he got him on his way back to his family.
So you got him on his way. So you get him there. You don't let him drive.
Would have escorted him,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. No. Yes. Well, we called the family. We were able to get in. Yeah. Troopies did a great job getting in touch with the family and had them come pick him up and bring him safely back to their house.
Good idea. Yep.
Where in Florida was he from?
I'm not sure exactly where in Florida. I do know that he stopped for minimal rest in South Carolina on his way up here. And studies have shown that anything like 20 hours of no sleep is equivalent to about a 0.08 BAC.
Really?
Which is over the legal limit. 0.08 is the limit when it comes to DUI driving here in Connecticut.
Huh. So does this guy have to go through the same kind of hell that a DUI driver would go through?
I don't think that they did that with him. I think the troopers there did a great job in determining that it was the lack of sleep and being disoriented than being on alcohol and or drugs. So they were able to get him on his way without any of that. Right.
Right.
What kind of test do you give him?
Yeah, no. Do you give him a roadside?
Right. To show a cup of coffee. Follow the coffee in your eyes. Don't move your head.
I don't think that they did. I didn't see that in the report anywhere. I just think having a conversation with him, they were able to determine that he was driving from Florida, had very minimal rest, and became disoriented from being awake for so long.
Wow.
It almost seems like there should be more to it if you're knowingly driving that tired. And
yeah.
If we can quantify that it's that people. Dangerous, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to do that. It'd probably be something in the car, you would think,
right,
that would know. Even for if you're driving under the influence or when you're driving distracted, because oftentimes when you're all over the road, when you're on your phones.
We need those self-driving cars now.
Yeah.
Let's just bring them.
Well, for the sleepy people, put sleep mode. There you go.
Yes, autopilot.
Exactly. Drunk mode. There you go.
So 71-year-old dude from Florida driving to see family, gets very little rest. We find him driving the wrong way on Route 8.
Yep, in Torrington.
That could have been a horrible story.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and we just had a wrong-way driver fatality over the weekend down in Milford. And it happens quite often. I know our guys have responded to 14 wrong-way drivers, which led to fatalities within our state of this past year, which is a lot.
There was a couple this weekend, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we had fatal accidents, I should say, 4 fatalities total this weekend. And one of them was a wrong-way.
Yeah.
Yikes. Did we have a lot of speeding tickets? Accidents? DWIs?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't pulled up our stats for today, but from Wednesday up until yesterday, we issued over 240 speeding tickets throughout the state. We responded to close to 400 accidents from Wednesday midnight until yesterday. I haven't gotten those stats yet.
That was just one block.
Yeah.
Right. By the mall.
Right. Yeah. So our guys are out there. They're busy. They're keeping Connecticut safe, the tribe.
That's a lot.
Seriously.
Did you see this story? We're talking to State Police Sergeant Christine Jeltema. It's out of California. A kid calls the cops on his father for allegedly driving drunk to Vegas while wearing a Raiders helmet. Did you hear about this story?
I did not see that.
Oh.
No, I did not see that story, but that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's what my kids would do.
California man trying to drive drunk to Vegas with his 12-year-old son in the car while wearing a Raiders helmet.
Right, that's the first
clue
there.
The young boy calls 911 from the car.
My daddy's trying to take me to Vegas. He's acting weird.
What kind of car are you in?
A Toyota Camry. He's got a Raider plate. He says he's stuck
in a Raider helmet.
He says he's stuck in a Raider helmet.
Yeah, what kind of car is it? I don't know. The car that has a guy with a Raiders helmet on behind the wheel. There's your first clue right there. Go with that one.
But it sounds like the guy, the driver's helping the kid get information to the 911 operator.
He did, yeah. That's a Raiders helmet. Make sure you get the right team.
I feel bad for kids like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I hear that. I'm like, oh, you've got a long, difficult life ahead of you.
Seriously.
I feel awful. Like, I want to scoop him up and bring him to my house.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the poor kid.
Yep.
Well, at least he's safe. The kid,
right.
They were able to, that's so sad.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Yeah, they found other guys with other team helmets on, but they were all sober.
Yeah.
The Patriot guy was okay, no problem. Yeah, Vikings guy was good, yes.
Yeah.
Raiders, drunk.
And then we got a guy who was rescued after falling overboard on a Carnival cruise ship. Did you see this one?
I heard about that.
He's in the water. For 15 hours.
Holy surprise alive.
28-year-old dude.
Yeah.
He's on a ship in a bar with his sister.
Uh-huh.
He takes a bathroom break, never comes back. She thinks nothing of this.
Going to pee outside.
She goes to sleep. She wakes up around noon the next day. She's like, hey, you know what? Maybe I should tell someone I can't find my brother.
I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Did he jump? Like, how does that happen?
He doesn't even know.
He fell overboard.
It's not easy. They don't make it easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy to fall off of these things.
Yeah, he went to go pee outside and fell over the railing.
No, he didn't know. When they pulled him out of the water, he wasn't sure. So he was clearly hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did he fall or did he get pushed?
Right.
Or did he have a fight with someone?
I think he probably fell.
But shouldn't there be cameras on these things everywhere?
I was just going to say that. You think there's cameras. Oh, my.
There shouldn't be an inch of that ship where someone could go over the side
right. And
we not know if they were helped or voluntarily went over the side.
Yes, I agree.
But the sister, like, I don't know. He went to the bathroom. I guess I'll just call it a night.
Right, let's go to bed.
Yeah.
Lunchtime. He's not here right now. Maybe I should say something. Yeah,
maybe I should say something. So the cruise ship contacts the Coast Guard. They spring into action, and like by 2 o'clock, within 2 hours, they find this guy. Another like transport ship or something said, oh, yeah, I think we saw some.
We passed by the guy on the way over. Yeah, didn't bother picking him up.
He's in the water for 15 hours. Here's a clip from the Coast Guard guy.
At any point from 11 p.m. on Wednesday on, he could have entered the waterway. He realistically could have been in the water for 15 plus hours before we were able to successfully rescue him.
The longer that somebody's in the water, the greater the search area is going to be. So time was certainly of the essence.
The will to live is something that you need to account for in every search and rescue case.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive.
Like by hour 3.
Yeah.
After 10 minutes.
Seriously.
Like, I can't tread water anymore. This is enough.
Right. Yeah. Yep. I'm dumb as fault once I fall.
Jeez. God bless him. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, his name is Bob.
That's a really long time.
It's a long time.
And Bob he did, yes.
Man, oh man.
His name is Corky.
But yeah, that's clearly you're not giving up.
No.
No.
That's the will to live.
Like after 3 hours, I say, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No one's coming for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
What am I doing over here?
I'd be afraid of seeing a fin in the water.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez. Just circling?
Yep. That's not good.
No, that would not be a good
thing. What if you thought he was like the Titanic or something?
King of the World?
Right. Yeah, because you're drunk.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you're drunk, and then you wake up, and you're in the ocean, and there's no ship around.
None.
It's like, let's see. What do I remember last?
Right.
Right.
I need a door, and I need Rose.
Right.
I don't know. If he was in the bar, maybe they were playing that song. Who knows?
Right, right.
Somebody wanted to sing it for karaoke.
Someone get me Celine Dion.
Well, does anyone remember we had a couple in Stanford?
Yes.
They got married. They went on their honeymoon on the ship, and he disappeared and was never seen again.
Yeah.
She didn't do a lot of talking to authorities, according to reports I've read. And there's this theory that, because there were other guys involved, this guy was probably tossed.
Yeah, there was something to do with they also won at the casino on the boat.
Together.
And they got a whole bunch of money, and then all of a sudden he's missing.
Mm.
Yeah. Something definitely happened.
Yeah, but they were partying with some other dudes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch this.
It's a shame. Yep.
And before we let you go, Sergeant, I do want to ask you about your Thanksgiving, but I just want to get your opinion on this Pete Davidson. Now he's dating Emily
Ratatet.
Yeah.
No idea.
How many different girls has this guy been?
He looks like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He does look like Beetlejuice.
He really does.
I don't find him attractive at all.
Seriously.
But maybe he's a good time. I don't know. I don't know.
At this point now, though, doesn't it, like, even as a dude, when I see that, I'm like, it's kind of pathetic.
Yes.
Like, one, you have to be with a famous person. Clearly, you can't be with just a regular person.
Yeah, find a nice girl, settle
down.
And
then, two, you can't hold on to anybody. There's definitely something wrong here.
Oh, yeah, he's a medical.
I would agree.
And he's more famous for this now than he is for anything he's done in his career. He's almost, like, become a Kardashian.
Right, his dating life, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't find him attractive at all. He looks creepy to me.
Very creepy.
But I'm sure he's a good time. Maybe just these girls want to date him because of who he is.
Doesn't it make it how do you say her last name, Phil?
Who's this?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Go on, Pete Davidson.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Right, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just go by her Instagram handle, M. Rana.
Ratajkowski, something like that.
I don't even attempt. I have no idea. She's Emrata to me. That's what she is on Instagram. Isn't, that's how I know her.
Isn't that
Emily Ratajkowski?
Sure.
Ratajkowski.
But doesn't this make her seem pathetic now,
too? Yes, it does. Yep.
Like, she could date anybody.
Right, but you chose Beetlejuice. Yep.
But now you're going to go with the used tire? It's like...
A used tire.
Right.
It's been on every car.
He's got some tread. He's got some miles on him. Right.
Come on. And you know it's not going to go anywhere?
No.
There's some news and name recognition that goes with this, though.
Yes.
And I almost wonder if that's what's happening.
It's a boost for her career, is that what it is?
Probably.
Because now we're saying her last name we can't pronounce.
AJ, was anyone talking about her in the last 2, 3, 4 years?
Nope.
No, she wasn't coming up at all.
No.
Not since the Blurred Lines thing.
No.
Oh, Blurred Lines.
She's been getting press.
Oh, because she's beautiful. She'll get her picture taken.
No, but she just went through a divorce. Her husband cheated on her. She had a baby. She typically shows up in the New York tabloids walking down the street with her baby or whatever. It's all planned. She'll text them, hey, I'm going to eat if you want to get a picture of me.
All of that is very different than headline news. This is headline news.
They're all attention whores.
Yeah.
Pete Davis as well.
We're talking about her.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
I wanted to get your opinion on this. What do you think, Sergeant?
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, you know, I almost look at him as he's one of those guys that will probably never settle down and find anybody that's good enough for him, but he does like the brunette, so I have a chance.
Mm. But you say he was scuzzy and ugly.
He is scuzzy and ugly, but it's the name recognition.
Really?
Right.
Even you?
So you would date him? Absolutely not. You would date him?
No.
Beetlejuice!
No. Him compared to my husband, my husband's a lot better looking than he is.
Oh, he's
my
a stud.
A yeah. He is a stud.
He would squash him like a bug.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah.
It's like, oh, big bug. Smush.
Oh, my God. And Charlie would not be happy with this whole Pete Davidson waking up on the couch thing.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
All right, well, thanks for what you do.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you coming on.
Of course. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Sergeant. She got banned from Walmart. Man, that takes a lot.
Yeah, how do you get banned from Walmart?
Takes a lot.
Pretty bad.
But she did it.
Nice. Good
going.
Let's
go to the news report.
That's how bad she was.
Hmm.
The speech is the moment.
Did we lose it?
That lady banned from Walmart.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was so bad that, you know, the news people couldn't come with words for a moment. They're like,
stunned.
Funny.
It's so into
stunned.
Silence.
The story so shocking.
Right. We can't even
just
tell
see everyone standing.
Mouths open, mouths agape. Do we tell them?
Texas police say a woman was banned from a local Walmart after she spent several hours driving an electric shopping cart around the parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can. Police were called about a suspicious person around 9 Friday morning at a Walmart in Wichita Falls. This according to the Times Record News. Responding officers say the woman had been driving the electric cart around the Walmart.
Should that be a signal if you see someone sipping out of a Pringles can?
Yes, you should. Although I've gotten Pringles cans, and the Pringles are like so smashed, you had to just eat the dust.
Drink the dust.
Yeah.
I was going to say, not necessarily, for exactly that reason.
Yeah.
Also, you get the little crispy bits at the bottom.
Right.
Can't waste those.
Did you know that Pringles can actually fits inside the water holder at your at the treadmill in the gym?
but I think if the bottom of that can goes up, once it starts, if it doesn't go high.
Right. Yeah. If you see no chewing going on, there's something wrong.
It's more than just chips in there.
Yes.
Responding officers say the woman had been driving the electric cart around the Walmart parking lot for about 3 hours. They eventually found her in
one
a nearby...
cart holds a charge for 3 hours?
Seriously.
Yay, cart.
Well, she was getting charged, too.
They're little carts at the store, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 3 hours.
She's that's pretty around. Impressive.
That's a long pretty time. Impressive.
Driving it the whole time?
Right. Did she maybe stop every now and then, have a couple of sips, reflect, then move to a different part of the parking lot, reflect... You know, look at this angle, that angle.
Oh,
what a wonderful life I live. I live an electric cart, which is free. I'm drinking wine from a Pringles can, which is free. Life is free.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Exactly. We should all do that sometime.
I'm in a cart in Walmart.
Right. We should all do that.
She's on her own little vacation.
We should all do that sometime. We should all take time to get in an electric cart and drink wine from a Pringles can and enjoy life.
They eventually found her in a nearby restaurant and told her not to return to the store.
Oops.
She was not arrested, and her name was not released. I'm Ken Molestina for CBS Local News.
Molestina? Sounds like a really bad pasta dish.
Mm. The fact that they didn't arrest her.
Yeah. What are you going to do, put cuffs on that?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with that? Did she really hurt anybody? No. She just drove around drinking wine from a Pringles can.
And driving.
Odd looking. But yeah, but she's driving an electric cart.
It happens on a lawnmower. Can't do it.
What's she going to do?
It's drinking and driving.
She's going to run someone's flip-flop over. Ow.
It's drinking and driving.
That's about it. Don't stand so close.
I want to know a little bit more about her, too. I want to know if she's driving the cart because she lost her license for drinking and driving.
Usually that's what the case is, yes.
If they didn't arrest her, it's telling me that's not the case.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, because I don't feel like they let that go.
Or she's a regular. It's like, we see you all the time.
Yep. It's electric cart Annie. Yep.
Just it's what? Annie again.
Yep.
They don't electric cart Annie.
It's EC Annie.
she's not welcome back.
Right. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Boy, that should be a Facebook page.
What's that?
Banned from Walmart.
Nice.
I want to hear your story.
We got one so far. We got one so far, yeah. Mm.
Banned from Walmart.
I mean, really go above and beyond for that.
A lot of the heinous crimes happened in Walmart. There was a guy that was making love to that... the thing from what was it called? The Ice Age, the one with Let It Go. There was like a character from that he had relations with.
I don't need the hand motions while you're doing
Walmart.
That.
I was motioning.
I don't need it.
Whatever.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it making love.
No.
Right. It was more like
inappropriate contact.
Violating.
All right, we'll go with that. I was trying to be PC.
Okay.
Apparently making love. Apparently he couldn't let it go.
Stump the Chumps.
Cartoon Cats.
Yes.
Mike in East Hampton.
AJ.
Yes. It's all of us.
Yes. Oh, hey, guy. Yeah, hey, everybody.
Alan in Fairfield. What's your question?
Yes. Heathcliff the cat.
Yes.
His girlfriend's name.
Heathcliff.
Oh, damn.
Heathcliff. I barely know Heathcliff.
Wow.
Right. Let's see. Heathcliff.
Technically, there's two answers.
There's two answers.
All right, so you'll accept either one.
Is honey one of them?
Correct.
Sweet pie.
Kitty.
Kitty. Kitty. Kitty.
Pretty kitty.
Kitty.
What would he call his girlfriend? She has a name. It's like a normal human name.
Like a girl's name? Yeah.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. There was two girl cats that technically were called his girlfriend.
Wow.
Mary.
I think that's like a Betty Lou, maybe.
Wrong.
No, like a Betty Lou, like a two-parter. No, it's not Mary. Okay, what's a good name for a cat?
Schmoopsie. I don't know.
Cleopatra.
Give up.
Yeah.
Sonia or Daphne?
Those are dumb names for a cat.
Daphne. That's fine.
Daphne.
Daphne.
Yes.
There was a short white cat named Sonia, and there was a tall furry one named Daphne.
Right.
Which one was hotter?
Yeah.
Daphne.
Wow.
Daphne.
Isn't it bizarre how we think that way? All right, she's a cartoon cat, but she's pretty hot.
All right, we got your number. Yes, and you are in the running. Thank you, Alan. Great question.
Good job.
Anthony in Brantford, what's your question?
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Good. Sylvester the cat had a nemesis dog. What was the dog's name?
Oh, was that? It was like a bulldog.
It's like Fido.
Right. You're correct. It was a bulldog.
It was a bulldog.
Had the giant spike collar. Was it Spike?
It wasn't Spike, was it?
Spike, Fido.
No, that's the other dog.
That's Bugs Bunny with Spike. Hey, Spike. My best friend.
Right.
Is that Spike? Yeah. Oh, Robespierre? No, that's not it. I'm going to say Harry.
No, incorrect.
Okay. What is it?
It was Hector the Bulldog.
Hector would have never
guessed it. I would have never guessed Hector.
Chihuahua made more sense, Hector.
Okay. Spike, I thought, was a pretty good guess.
Yeah, well, most of the time they're named Spike. And they had a little derby hat and a cigar hanging
right.
out. Yep.
Yeah.
And a sweater.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you're in the running.
All right, folks, have a good day.
You too, man. Good job.
All right, Stump the Chumps. It's Cartoon Cats. Everybody who stumps us gets in the running for Impractical Jokers tickets.
I like that he snuck a dog question in for the Cartoon Cat question.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Hey, you know the Cartoon Cat?
Yeah.
What was his dog enemy?
Right, what was the name of the house he lived in? Yeah, what the hell?
Bonnie and Trumbull.
Good morning.
Hi.
Who was the first animated cat who appeared in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade?
The first animated cat was Felix, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wow, we got one.
Yay.
Stump the Chumps.
Should give us a little time to marinate the question.
Right. That's to me, right?
Yeah.
I got it right, though.
All right, you got it right.
Yeah.
Were you 100%?
That was 100% on that one.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Then just go for it.
Yes.
Joel in Weathersfield.
If AJ doesn't know it in the first 6 seconds, he doesn't know it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You've noticed.
Okay, the black cat that went under the freshly painted white fence that Abby Le Pew would chase.
Oh, yes. It's the girl cat that got the white stripe on her back, and then he thought she was also a skunk.
Where are you, darling?
I want to say her name is Sally, but I'm not certain.
Wait, what? Nope. He didn't finish the question.
He shoots her with the ek-ek gun of love. Her name was Babette. Babette, my sweet.
Okay, so what's the question?
Babette. Babette.
You didn't give us a chance to answer.
We didn't even answer it.
You didn't answer yet. You gave us the answer.
It's Sally.
No, it's Sally.
No, we're deliberating among our answer here.
Wasn't our final answer.
I will tell you that we would have never gotten that, so we'll put you in the running.
Yeah.
Penelope Pussycat.
AJ looks like he was deprived of some thinking.
I had him down.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
All right, you're in the running, Joel. Thank you.
Good job, man. Good job.
8-track Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hello. Hi.
So, my question is, Cat and Tom and Jerry.
My question is, can you talk into the mouthpiece?
Yeah, I want to hear 8-track.
Sorry, I had that speaker.
There you go.
My question is, what is in Tom and Jerry, what's Tom's full name?
Thomas.
He has a last name?
He has a last name.
Wow. Where do we find that? Is it in an episode?
Yeah, did they mention his name?
To be honest, I Googled it.
Okay.
A bunch of
all right.
Right.
Thank you for your honesty.
Did like his mom like reprimand him and said, Thomas so and so?
It's Google free on our side.
Right, yeah.
But you're free to Google.
Yeah, lots of Google.
I trust you. I trust you not to look it up.
Yeah, no. Yeah, what's the point of playing then?
Right.
And it's Thomas. Once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh my God, it's so obvious.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, no.
No, I know it.
What? Go.
It's Tom Cat.
Yeah.
Nice.
It is.
I remember. I forgot. I don't know if it was a mailbox or something just flashed in my
whatever
head.
It was, it worked. Yeah.
All right.
Tom Cat.
Thank you.
I should have told you it was the hardest name ever.
Right.
Yeah, that's when you kind of screwed up.
Stump the Chumps.
I love it.
Beef Man.
Hey, who was Top Cat's sidekick?
Top Cat had the whole gang.
That was Benny most of the time.
Benny.
Yep, Benny was his best friend. Yep.
What was the name of the cop?
The Chumps.
Officer Tibbles, wasn't it?
Dibbles.
Dibbles, that was it.
Yeah.
Get close.
Joe in Bridgeport.
That was my question. I was going to ask you, what was the name of the police officer in Top Cat?
Officer Dibbles.
Stump the Chumps.
Dan in Meriden.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You.
Good, thank you.
name of the character famous for the line, "I hate measles to pieces."
I hate measles to pieces. Oh, God.
That was a cat?
Cat. Who else hates measles to pieces other than cats?
I'm picturing him. I'm picturing him. I can't think of a name, though. I hate you, Mises, to pieces. Yeah.
It's not a cat.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't like a.
It's not a cat. How is this cat trivia?
Yeah.
Cat cartoon.
You're saying it's not a cat, but you know who it is.
I know. No. I know. I heard the saying, "I hate you, Mises, to pieces."
Yeah.
Yes. Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a cat?
Began with Mr.
T? No. Mr.
No, you remember that guy? I can't do the voice. Yeah, that voice.
Yeah,
you don't remember that?
I remember the. I can't think of the name though.
Yeah,
I remember. I hate you, pieces to pieces. I remember that.
Hmm. It sounds like Bobcat when you say it like that.
It does, right. Yeah. It wasn't far off.
It's before Bobcat. Though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Wasn't that? That wasn't. Was it part of Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse?
Oh. I think you're right.
It might have been,
Right, and that's the reason why it was after them. I got you, Mises, to pieces. I don't got it.
Mr. Jinx.
Mr. Jinx.
Oh,
right.
Mr. Jinx.
That sucked.
Thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Mr. Jinx brings back memories. Is that Mr. Jinx?
No.
I guess. It was
the Stress Factory.
Rick and Steven.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
How you doing?
How about the Tennessee Tuxedo sidekick there? The
Tennessee
walrus.
Tuxedo was a penguin.
Tennessee Tuxedo.
Right, it was a penguin. Again, these are cat.
The walrus.
The walrus
is
not a
walrus.
Cat. Yeah, so there's no cat involved here. It's a penguin and a walrus.
Oh, he's a penguin. What are you going to do about it?
How many beers do you have today?
What are you going to do about it? Yeah. I know you had rules, but what are you going to do about it?
I just wish the penguin.
I love it.
That was funny, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Nice job.
Hey, nice.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.